Hello and welcome. Thank you for tuning in today. My name is William Metzelberger. I am the host and founder of the Resilient Masculinity Podcast and Movement. Thank you for tuning in today and welcome back. If this is your first time listening or hearing about us, Resilient Masculinity is a community that was built by me to encourage, to inspire, and to equip men the tools, conversations, the knowledge, and the resources they need to become more capable, independent, sovereign, resilient men so that they can lead their families, their communities, their businesses, and their churches in safety and stability, and to encompass that through a spirit of service and excellence. So if that is something that interests you, if that is a message that resonates with you, then like, share, subscribe, hit notifications if this is on YouTube, if this is on just audio formal podcasting, subscribe, listen, and share, because our message is needed today. And in this world, we need strong men who are willing to lead their families, lead their communities, lead their businesses, and their churches in ways that is resilient to the attacks, the underminings, and the plans of those who would seek to see the destruction of society, the destruction of families, and the destruction of freedom. So again, if this is something that resonates with you, please, let's get the word out and share this with as many men as we can. So today's topic is going to be hard work. And it's an interesting one, because that's what a lot of us men do. We work hard. We work hard for our families. We work hard for our communities, those who live around us. Our work can be more material, or it can be more of the digital, you know, that side of thing. So for example, one of my jobs is I am a warehouse worker. I pull orders from a warehouse, I label them, I send them out on trucks, and that's what I do. And I supervise, well, I like to use the word supervise maybe a little too much. I manage projects and I lead a team of people to do so. And that's my day job. In the past, I have worked in the security industry, keeping people safe through armed and unarmed security services. I've worked as a barista, and I've even worked in the retail sector at a home improvement store, like Lowe's or Home Depot and stuff like that. So that's my kind of work experience. And in addition, I've done demo work for a local landlord before. I've built names with my grandpa and my dad, and I've had my own lawn care business when I was a teenager. But we work hard, we work diligently. And what does that mean? And what, in the end, what does that get us? So to work hard is to not just put in the bare minimum, but to put yourself out there, okay? It is to put your heart and your soul into everything you do. And why do we do that? Why would we expend that much energy? Why would we want to expend that much of our time, that much of our effort? I mean, that takes a lot out of us. It makes us tired. And why, especially when everyone around us is just kind of dinking off, you know, being on their phone and talking and hiding out in the bathroom or using sick days as vacation days. Like, why would you want to work hard? Why would you want to set yourself apart from that? Why would you want to be a force that acts outside the realm of the normal? For multiple reasons, okay? There's multiple reasons. One, who are you serving? Okay, as a Christian man, I believe that all my work is to be done as unto God. So that means, you know, my attitude, my thoughts, my demeanor when I'm at work, that is a direct reflection of my attitude towards the work God's given me. So if I do it in a lackluster way, in a way without excellence, in a way that's outside of integrity, that's my level of service to him, which means it's not good service, right? What else? How about my family? How about my wife? If my work is to support her, if my work is to serve her, if my work is to build this family and serve this family, then what kind of an attitude should I have? Should I have an attitude of, it's 4 o'clock, I gotta get up, I gotta let the dog out, I gotta, eat breakfast and get outside in the cold and start my car? And that's not very helpful. That's not very service oriented. That doesn't communicate a message of love, of appreciation, of viewing your family as a blessing. Now, what does make your thoughts and your demeanor appear more? And honestly, it's going to become because of your thoughts and your demeanor and your attitude about it is going to change if you practice these things. But what will bring that kind of positive spin on it is going to be, hey, I have the opportunity to work for my family. I have the opportunity to provide funds for housing. I get to provide funds for activities, for date night, for, the lights. And I have this opportunity to grow and to serve my family. That's the kind of attitude we should have. That's the kind of attitude that shares the idea of blessing and honor and appreciation for what we have and what we've been given. That's the kind of attitude we should have. And how about for some, more selfish reasons out there? It makes you look good. Okay, it makes you look good compared to the rest of your coworkers. That's a pretty selfish, pretty human standpoint to look at it, but it does. You're probably going to be looked at more for promotions, for leadership positions, for ways to improve and become a better asset because you're dedicated, because you're showing, hey, I care about these people, my customers, I care about my coworkers, I care about this company, and I want to see them do well. And in turn, they're going to pay you more. They're going to promote you more. It's an old adage, but it's true. Hard work pays off. And it's going to take some time. I've been at this current position for almost a year. And I've had a couple of different raises and not an official promotion yet. They're still working on things and nothing's guaranteed. But I've made an impact in less than a year. Why? Well, because I actually care. And because I put myself out there every single day, and I put my best foot forward. I do the best to serve our customers, to get their orders shipped out on time and accurately. And that's what the company wants, and that's what the company, is there to do. It's to serve the customers. So if my attitude is to serve the customers and their attitude is to serve the customers, well, that's great. Our attitudes are in line and we get to our goals better, faster, and more efficiently. At least that's the goal. It may not always happen, but that's the goal. I was recently in touch with one of my friends who was able to get a book signed by an author he really enjoyed. And the reason why was because he made connections. He made connections with one of the other authors in town. And he was able to go to a book signing in the Grand Rapids area, which, if anyone knows Michigan, that's like right over here. That he actually really enjoyed, and he got to meet him because he worked hard and made connections and wrote and edited and proofread and all those fun things. He made those work, and an opportunity, quote unquote, fell into his lap. I don't like that word or that phrase, because nothing just falls into your lap. Okay, maybe there's opportunities out there that that you didn't expect to happen. Maybe it seemed out of the blue, but someone somewhere had connections, someone somewhere had hard work that they put in, and it eventually paid off. Okay, my friend Andrew Gamson, I was honored to be a guest on his podcast. Why? Because he put the time and effort into podcasting well before I did, years before I did. But I had a friendship with him, and once he learned that I was starting a podcast, he was able to bless me with that opportunity to go on to his podcast that he's put the time and effort into. So it was his hard work paying off, and eventually, I hope my hard work on this podcast and this movement will pay off, and we will see men grow to be men who are strong in their convictions, who are willing to stand against the culture of mediocrity and degeneracy and this effeminate view of men, and to see them stand strong in their resiliency of their masculinity. So guys, hard work it's hard. It takes a lot of energy. I get home and I'm tired and I am sore, but it is well worth it. And it will be well worth it when you put the work in, when you know, sometimes maybe it's just that paycheck. Maybe that's what you need right now is, you know, that extra $100 from an extra day of work. Maybe it's that extra, you know, that next paycheck to get you through a tough time. That might be the reward. That might be what you need. It may be, you know, 10 years down the road, you have work connections who are like, hey, I know a guy who was able to do every project I gave him and do it with a great spirit and an excellent, you know, a spirit of excellence, and he did it well. Let me call him up. Or it could be, hey, I've got a friend who's got a podcast and he's new to this. You were new once. Hey, you wanna interview him? You know, stuff like that. Those, I'm not saying will always happen, but it's never going to hurt to put in hard work. It may hurt physically. It may hurt mentally. My job is not as physically demanding as it used to be, but I have a lot of mental strain and some physical strain, but a lot of it's, you know, moving parts around, moving people around, managing and you know, trying to get the system set up efficiently. And there's still a good bit of physical labor involved in it as well. But don't discredit the mental side of things either, okay? It may be a mentally draining job. You may be supervising 100 people. You may be, unlikelihood that this will ever reach a Fortune 500 CEO. You know, you may be a CEO of a Fortune 500 company and you have thousands of employees under your belt that you have to take care of, and a company to make sure don't run into the ground. Like, there's tons of hard work out there, and don't discredit the cost. Be aware of the cost. Mitigate what you can or alleviate what you can. Maybe you need to wake up 20 minutes earlier to get some downtime. Maybe you need to stay in your car for 20 minutes after work to decompress. Maybe you just need to drink a cup of coffee. But don't be afraid of hard work. And I know as men, we aren't, right? We're hardwired to work. God actually gave us, that was our first commandment as men, was to work. Right? He gave Adam work. He actually gave Adam a wife after he gave him work. So men out there, if you're looking for a wife, have work first, have a job first. For multiple reasons, but one of them being, that's the order of things. That's the order God created it to be. Two, women aren't going to find unemployed men attractive. Like, that's just a thing. Three, you cannot provide if you're not working. So, if at all possible, find work, work hard, put your best foot forward, and be willing to spend that extra effort, be willing to spend that extra time to show yourself a worker who is improved, who is able to handle tasks and projects with integrity, with honor, with diligence, and do it so that you can serve your family, serve the business, either your customers or the customers of the business you work for. Do it to support your community, to serve them, to give them better job opportunities and growth as the company grows. Be a force for good, and do so by hard work. So thank you for listening today. If this was interesting to you, if this was encouraging to you, like I said earlier, subscribe, share, like, all that jazz. Share, because the message of masculinity that is resilient is needed. And especially right now, in this time, in this day and age, where there are attacks on masculinity from all sides. So go out there, take action, become the men you're called to be. Until next time, I will talk to you.